A main problem, according to Awal Ibrahim Musa Rafsanjani from the Civil Society Legislative Advocacy Center, is the complicated rule that determines the winner of the presidential ballot. A candidate must receive the highest numbers of votes, not an overall majority, but at least one quarter of votes in 24 of 36 Nigerian states.
The process is very complicated. I'm not sure if at the end of the day there will be clear winner of the presidential election, given the stringent clauses that you have. I doubt very much if, going by what we have seen on Saturday, if that requirement will be met.
John Ikubaje, a Nigerian observer and program officer from the Center for Democracy and Development, says the Independent National Electoral Commission, known as INEC, needs to do a much better job.
I'm a bit worried, given our experience in the field, where we notice so many abnormalities. We believe that a lot needs to be done. INEC needs to prepare very well. There are some lapses, names of voters not in the list, and so many other problems that we saw in the field. We believe that INEC need to prepare very well. Volunteers need to be accredited as early as possible, and we don't want a situation where election that's supposed to start by 8 o'clock in some other places, as we witnessed in the southeast, it started around 3:30.
Ikubaje also says someone somewhere, whether in the police or at election headquarters, must take responsibility for making sure polling places are safe, as was not the case last Saturday.
The killing, snatching of ballot boxes in daylight, where police are present on ground, it was not encouraging. And we believe that if this type of thing should repeat itself during our presidential election, I'm afraid that the type of good governance that we are expecting, we might not be able to get that type of good governance.
He says in one incident, observers feared for their lives when they witnessed ballot boxes being stolen. Crowds of angry voters thought the observers were conniving with the thieves. The observers had to seek safety in a nearby hotel. An accounting student at Abuja University fears the upcoming election will be even more chaotic. She says she is for peace and calm, but that the ban on rallies indicates that more problems are looming.
It is not good. I don't support that. Because that is one thing about democracy. You need to tell the people what you have for them, what's your vision, your plans for the people. Without the rally, how will people really know what you are willing to do or what you will be able to do for the people?
If completed, the election will result in the first handover from an elected president to another since independence in 1960. Nigeria's outgoing parliament quashed efforts by supporters of President Olusegun Obasanjo to change the constitution and allow him to seek a third elected mandate. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Abuja.